won't be long today because we want to fellowship. And those of you that are watching, welcome to our Christmas fellowship. And we just want to welcome you this morning and all of you that are family. I wish you could come through the lens of the camera and be here with us. And we want everybody to stay afterwards and fellowship with us and enjoy the eating and fellowship and get to know each other more in Christ. Some people that I really want to sit down with today and say hi to and meet, really, and get to know that just recently started coming. So praise the Lord. Glory be to God. His presence is still here, and I'm sure he's there with you wherever you're at. So why don't you just lift your hands just a little bit. We magnify you. We magnify you, Jesus. There's nothing traditional about your presence. It's always just as it is, perfect, pristine, needing no formal introduction, no fanfare, no pomp or circumstance, just absolute. We love you, Jesus. Not only the reason for this season, but every moment of our life. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory. In a little bit, we'll have a will enjoy something that they've, Miss Gay and the bunch has got. I don't even know really what it is. I saw a little bit when I came in. The ministry part will be short this morning. As I said, thank you for tuning in. Hallelujah. We can't skip a service that we don't give glory to the one to whom we're looking to receive and walk into more and more. Thousands and thousands of churches across America will put on some kind of absolute, incredible, seasonal cantata musical, and I'm not against that. I've gone to those and enjoyed them, seen them where they have the animals come right through the building. Jesus is born and everybody has a good time and talks about how wonderful it was and how great everybody sang. And yet, everybody's still the same. And you say, Pastor, are you going to share Jesus, just a little bit of Christmas? Absolutely. This is the very reason that I can celebrate the baby, is because I met him this morning. He was very real in the office where I pray at home. He was there in the person of the Holy Spirit, but it was Jesus. And he's risen, and he's a full manifest Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And today we're, whatever they have, I want them to finish up because I especially want them to remind us. How many are glad for the Lord Jesus? Hallelujah. His birth, it's absolutely so significant. Hallelujah. We just worship you, Jesus. We worship you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We won't even have the kids. The kids can stay in here because just a few more minutes. But let me talk to you about the reason for the season, just out of my heart, with nothing other than that. I want you to enjoy these next week. We won't have service next Sunday. For many of you, I won't see you for 2 weeks, because I won't see you probably. Some of you don't come over during the Wednesday night, so next Sunday I won't see you. And just don't backslide between now and the time I see you again. It'll be an eternity. Kirsten, can you hang in there? You're going to try. I've got my money on you. Hallelujah. As he is the reason for the season. That's a cliche kind of buzz. And people say it, but who is he? Well, he's real. I met him this morning. Many of you have visited him lately, or he's visited with you lately. We've been talking about for the last several weeks, and I'm not going to preach any of those sermons, a place in the Father. And it's out of John chapter 14 where Jesus said, I go away to prepare for you a mansion. And of course, we discovered that there's no such thing as a physical mansion that he's creating. The word mansion is a word in the Greek that describes a staying, a dwelling, a place. Mane, that was it, a place. And it's a dwelling place in the Father. Interesting enough, Homer, the Holy Spirit had Homer minister Wednesday night. I watched that service. I said, man, that's so great. A room, a place. It was right along the same lines. What we found out is this, and what you already know through years of teaching is this. That place that he went to prepare for us, it's in two parts. John 13 through 17 are five of the most intimate chapters of the Bible. And what he went to prepare for us is not just a place positionally. Really, almost more importantly, he went to prepare a staying for us right now. Not just positionally, that you could say, I've got all these positional truths. But Jesus said this. He said, I go away to prepare for you a place. I'm going to prepare for you a mansion. It's the word staying. And then later in the same chapter, he said, If a man love me and keep my words, that my Father will love him. And the both of us, the two of us then together, will come and we will make our abode with him. The word abode is the same word mansion. Jesus said, we'll come and set up our mansion with him. In other words, our dwelling or our staying place. What he provided for us when he came as that little baby and grew up as a man and manifest the Father to us and then said, I'm going away. And when I get there, everything will be set. But it wasn't that future place of abiding that I'm most excited about right now. What he provided was in two parts. The two parts was this. It was a positional, but it was a manifest truth. The other part is a manifest. I'll manifest. We'll come and we'll manifest ourselves to him. Hallelujah. This baby has grown up. He wants to manifest himself to you in this year to come. We have been taught, and rightfully so, and I'll take another lesson because I love it. We've been taught every positional truth possible, everything that we have become in Christ Jesus. We've looked at it 16 different ways from Sunday. We've looked at it from the top. We've looked at the underbelly of it. We've looked at every possible way that we are who we are in Christ. The only thing is, we still go away sick and infirmed. with all of the revelation. Somebody says, you make it too hard. You just make it too hard at that church. You just need to realize who you are in Christ. Well, as far as I know, I know 57 ways from Sunday what I am in Christ. And I've meditated. It's not just in here, it's in here. The only problem is, unless you go and we go together to that place, that staying, that place of abode, every bit of knowledge that we've ever received has no potential power to do anything except just worship the knowledge. It's good knowledge. Good knowledge. No, I want to go where he lives. This is Christmas Sunday to us, and it's Christmas Sunday to you, for us, as far as fellowship. Enjoy the presents, enjoy the Christmas tree, enjoy the eggnog, enjoy all of the, but all of everything revolves around him. It revolves around him. It revolves around his staying in our life and us staying in him. My God, I want to, excuse the expression, I want to impregnate you with a desire that you're not like, oh, that's really nice. Something inside of you clicks and says, my God, there's a place, a peace inside of him, a dwelling inside of him, where every present, every atmosphere, every card, every reef, every light, every Christmas tree, every hello has Jesus inside of it, because you're inside of him and he's inside of you. We don't want a pool of Bethesda church. What's that? John chapter 5, there was a pool of Bethesda in Jerusalem. It was in the sheep market close to it. An incredible, sovereign, very sovereign thing happened at give me whatever seasons. An angel would come down, touch the water, and it said a whole bunch of impotent people, halt, blind, maimed, all kinds, waiting for the troubling of the water. And whoever could lunge in first got healed. The church itself up to this point has been a pool of Bethesda. It's a sometimes and sometimes not. I like what Jesus did. He came in there and he pulled the plug on the pool of Bethesda. He walked up and said, would you like to get healed? Oh, yeah, but it's a sovereign thing. God has to come down, touch the water. And then he's like, you know what? I got your sovereign right here. I got your pool of Bethesda right here. And then immediately, John 5, John 6, then Matthew 14, same setting. He leads them, takes them there and says, all of you halt, all of you maimed, all you wither, come out of the city with me. Let's go out in the wilderness. I'm going to heal all of you. This baby grew up. He was in a manger. But now he's a living Lord. I don't want a pool of Bethesda church. Well, somebody got healed last Sunday. Wonderful. That's great. Somebody got saved. Wonderful. That's great. I don't want, gifts are wonderful. Gifts are great, but they're for the immature. They're a pool of Bethesda kind of deal. It's like if you can touch God during the service, if the worship gets high enough and somehow God has enough authority, he'll step in and heal as many as he can. I want to own demand. They walk in. Can you tell me what's going to happen this morning, Pastor? Nobody knows the mind of Christ. Oh, yeah, I can tell you. I can tell you what's coming and what is now that they'll come in and everybody gets healed. Everybody. Because that's the way he did it. I'm pulling the plug on this. I guarantee you, I can't prove it, but I bet you after he left, and that was the last healing that ever took place. That was the last sovereign act at the pool of Bethesda, because he shut it down. Hallelujah. Aren't you supposed to talk about Christmas? This is Christmas. This is Christmas. This is the world that we live in. The world we live in is not the commercial, oh, honey, I bought you something wonderful. I got you a new truck. Oh, wonderful. We're going to get a divorce, but you got me a new truck. I hate you and you hate me. And the kids are all messed up. Oh, my God. What about him? What about your grown sons and daughters knowing Christ, being filled with him and going into this thing with you and saying, I'm filled with peace. No more thoughts of suicide. No more thoughts of depression. No more thoughts. Hallelujah. You can put your medics after he heals you, after the real baby Jesus, the grown-up Jesus heals you, you can put your bipolar medicine down. Hallelujah. Antidepressants, you can put them down. Crutches, you can put them down. Hallelujah. Boy. Right now, those of you that are watching, and anyone in here, let's close our eyes and bow our heads for just a moment. If you do not know Jesus, this is the essence, this is the reason for the season that this child came and he was grown, grew up, and he died and was buried and went through hell, torment for you and I. They tell us by observations and different things that they've run on society, that the greatest time of nationwide depression is during the holidays. People feel so depressed, multiple suicides or suicide attempts, because people realize how lonely they are and everybody else around them having a gala, and yet they themselves are filled with an absolute emptiness that can all go in a moment's time. You were not made, you're not asked to go through this life suffering. The ha-has and the hee-hees and the joys around the Christmas tree, and you yourself feel like you'd just rather go crawl under a rock or go back to bed and pull the covers over your head and wish for another day. That's not how life is supposed to be. Believe me this morning. An incredible price was paid. God became a man. God became a man. God became a man. And then that man lived out his life in humanity, suffered for us, that you never have a day of depression, that you never have a day of fear and anxiety, that you never feel lonely, depressed. That baby grew up. Hallelujah. So right now, the simplicity of it is this. I'm going to pray for you, and I'm going to pray the blinders come off, the depression come off. And then if anyone in here or on the camera, through the camera, has not received this risen Savior, this baby that grew up, this is your moment. This is your moment in destiny. I pray for them, Father, that every excuse, and even the ones that feel like, oh, I've been saved for years, yet there's no fruit. My God, there's still fear, anxiety, fear. They can't seem to escape sin. There's hatred on the inside of them and malice. Well, for some of you, I have good news for you. You've wondered why this Christianity was so weak. I'm telling you, in a wonderful, good news way, you never were saved. It wasn't working for you. You couldn't escape sin because you never were saved. In other words, you went through the motions. You wanted to be a good mommy, a good daddy, so you just went through the motions like joining a club. But if you will believe in your heart, speak with your mouth these things of truth, God will come in. The power of the Holy Ghost will birth you in a new and living way. And Jesus and his Father will come and set up their mansion or their dwelling, their abode inside of you. And you'll not wait till you get to heaven to feel his presence. Right now, say these words, and let's all say it together. Dear Heavenly Father, come into my life. I accept Jesus as my Lord and as my Savior. Jesus, come into my heart. Forgive me of all my sins. I cast all my sins on you. I receive your blood that washes my sins away. I choose to follow you. In Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Now I command depression, fear, anxiety, loneliness, panic attacks. These things lifted off in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 A lot said in 10 minutes, 15 minutes. Whew. Hallelujah. We're going to get to more tradition. Let's all stand. Hallelujah. So we're going to let whoever is a part of this to come in just a moment. You'll need your, make sure everybody has your, you know, phones ready, because this is, I know we're recording it. You can always go back and watch it on the streaming or YouTube, but you'll need, you know, these pictures are going to be valuable. So we'll, you know, you may want to trade them like postcards later for whatever, because you're going to see some really wonderful stuff here today. So come on, whoever. Amen.
Welcome, everyone, to Christmasaholics. My name is Gay.
Like Yuletide Gay? Like Dawn, we now are gay.
Gay apparel, fa la 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 la.
No, oh, more like sorry. My name is Gay. Okay. And I'm your facilitator today, but more than that, I am your friend. I want to thank you all for coming. It takes real courage to be here and to admit that you have a problem. I remind you that this is a safe place where you can express your feelings freely without guilt or shame. I see some new faces here today, so I'm going to pass out new information packets. Okay, let's get started. Would anyone like to share first? Welcome.
Hello, my name is Renee.
Hello, Renee.
And my wife is a Christmasaholic. It all started a few years back when Jasmine watched the movie Elf every day for 2 years straight.
Nice.
Then she started wearing Elf costumes everywhere, and she insisted on wearing it in our wedding.
Ooh, sounds beautiful. Do you have pictures?
Wait. Maybe later. It's time for Renee to talk.
I try to be cool about it, but it's gone too far. We found out we're having a baby boy, and she wants to name the baby Kris Kringle.
Yeah. Kris Kringle? But we're naming our baby Kris Kringle. Harry, you promised me we could name our baby Kris Kringle.
Dibs.
Oh, whoa.
Let's stay seated.
It's okay,
everyone. Let's take a deep breath and settle down. Why don't you share next?
Fine. Hello, my name is Sarah.
Hello, Sarah.
And I don't even really have that much of a problem. It's not even really Christmas related. I just have 8 cats. But that's not a lot, right? That's not just 8. Let's see. There's Dasher and Dancer, Prancer and Vixen, Comet, Cupid
and Donner and Blitzen.
But do you recall the most famous reindeer of all?
Let's go.
No, wait.
The red-nosed reindeer.
Wait. okay, sorry, everyone. Wait.
Sorry.
Wait.
Sorry.
All right. Why don't you share next?
Okay. Hello, my name is Harry.
Hello, Harry.
And I don't really have a problem. I'm just here for her. I don't really have a Christmas problem.
Denial.
Keep going.
Hello, my name is Harry.
Hello, Harry.
And I might be a Christmas-aholic. I periodically burst into Christmas song. I can't help it.
It's okay, Harry. We're family here. It's okay.
I have a hard time talking to people. The other day, I was ordering food in the drive-thru, and when I tried to order onion rings, it was like,
five golden rings.
It's getting embarrassing. I was the worship leader at my church, but they fired me. Because I was only singing Christmas songs every service. And the last straw was when I couldn't help but sing All I Want for Christmas Is You by Mariah Carey.
Whoa, that's way too far, man.
Yeah, way too far.
I know. It's a problem, and it's starting to affect my everyday life.
It's okay, Harry. You're in the right place. We're going to make sure you get the help you need. We're all in this together.
Yeah, buddy.
Does anyone else want to share?
Hi, my name is Robert.
Hello, Robert.
And I'm not really a Christmas-aholic either. I don't really have a big problem. I just love Christmas trees.
Yes, right.
Unbelievable. Like how tall they are.
Oh, totally.
The green color.
Every shade.
Like the way they make you feel
inside.
Yes,
right.
The way they taste. The way they taste.
Nobody eats Christmas trees, dude.
You don't eat your Christmas trees?
No.
Don't tell me you're one of those people that don't eat your Christmas trees. Okay, because what else would you do with it? You pay $150 for it. What do you do with it?
You just decorate it?
Yeah.
Maybe take pictures in front of it?
Yeah.
Okay, so what you're telling me is...
Just look at it.
Okay, no. Okay, so like picture this. You go into a five-star restaurant, okay? You order the most expensive steak on the menu. Mm-hmm. The waiter brings it out. Yeah. It's on this hot plate. It's sizzling. He sets it down. It's got melting garlic butter just drizzling down, medium rare. And then you have the audacity. You don't grab your fork or your knife. You grab your reading glasses so you can look at it. Then you gather your friends around. You take pictures of it, post it on social media, make everybody look at it. And then you just leave. You just pay for it and leave. You guys are talking to me like I'm crazy. He knows. You know what I'm talking about.
He's got a point.
Yeah. See, they're talking to me like I'm crazy.
He's making good points.
Maybe we should get someone else to share. Anyone else want to share? Go ahead, sir.
Hello. My name is Santa Claus.
Santa? I knew Santa was black.
Wait, babe. I thought you didn't believe in Santa.
Of course. He's sitting right there. He's a brother.
Oh, okay. Settle down. Please start again, sir.
Hi, my name is Santa.
Hello, Santa.
And I'm a Christmas-holic, but in a good way, because I'm Santa Claus.
Santa Claus is coming to town.
Hey.
Santa Claus is coming to town.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Oh, sir, so you think you're the real Santa Claus because none of us are buying it?
What do you mean? I'm wearing it.
Now, remember, this is a safe place, and it's Santa's turn to talk.
Yes, I'm Santa. You can see my Santa suit. I love milk, cookies, I have a sleigh, 8 reindeer. To be honest, I don't know why I'm here. I have very important business to do at this time of year. I'm out.
Wait, okay.
Oh, he's gone.
Bye, Santa.
All right.
Yeah.
Bye. You know what? I think we need some perspective here because obviously emotions are running high. I want to share this with you. Yes, Christmas is a wonderful time for celebrating with family and friends, sharing and caring for one another. But the real reason of the season is Jesus. Jesus came to earth as a man, born of a virgin, to reconcile us to our Heavenly Father, so we could be born of God and become a part of His family. Jesus came and lived His life without sin to become the spotless Lamb that has now taken the sin of the whole world. Jesus not only gives us everlasting life, but by trusting in Him for salvation, He gives us abundant life in the here and now.
Amen.
Jesus came to save us, but also to show us how to live. Jesus is our prototype. We are changing into his image from glory to glory. Amen. As Jesus is, so are we in this world.
That's right.
Jesus said the works that he did, we will do also. Jesus went about doing good, healing all that were oppressed of the devil. How did Jesus do these mighty works? He did them because God was with him. You see, one of Jesus' names is Emmanuel, which means God with us. So now, because we have Jesus in our hearts, we too go about doing good, healing all that are oppressed of the devil, because God is with us.
Amen.
So let's celebrate Jesus this Christmas time. Let's celebrate his love and goodness. Let's celebrate his life and triumphant victory over death, hell, and the grave. Let's celebrate Jesus, who enables and empowers us to heal the sick and cast out devils.
Amen.
Let's celebrate Jesus, the real reason for this season.
Amen. Amen.
Now, I think this is a good time to end our meeting. But first, let's recite the code of Christmasaholics, shall we?
Christmas is only one day a year. Jesus is the reason for the season. There is room for everyone in the Lamb's Book of Life who repents and accepts Jesus as their Lord and Savior. The best way to spread joy and cheer is to preach the gospel far and near.
Yes, Harry?
Do you think we could end this with a Christmas song?
Yes, Harry. I think that would be a great idea. Will you please stand and sing with us?
Joy to the world, the Lord has come. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare him room. Let heaven and nature sing. Let heaven and nature sing. Let heaven and nature sing. Joy to the world, the Lord has come. Let earth sing, let heaven, heaven, nature sing, let heaven, heaven, nature sing.
Thank you. Merry Christmas.
You guys did awesome. Didn't they do great? Let's give them a great big hand once again, those of you who are watching. Hallelujah. Okay, we want everybody to stay. I'm sorry, those who are watching, we're gonna be leaving you here very soon. We don't want you to have to see all this food without you participating, because, like you said, what's a steak for but to eat? So we do this quite quickly. One day we'll have a facility where we'll just have it all set up already. It'll be great, but we have fun doing this. I hope we do. Ralph, Marty, all these guys that have been around for a while, and you know, all of the millennials, they know as well. What we're going to do is we're going to bring some chairs in that are right next, you know, right out that door. We're going to need a lot of these chairs, so I don't know how you guys, Marty, you want to tell us what needs to be done here? You got it figured out? Okay, so what we're going to do is we're going to totally rearrange this room. Rearrange these chairs, bring these tables in, and set them up. So stay with us. Sorry for those that are watching. We'll be leaving you now. But everybody else, stay with us. Even if you didn't bring anything, that's okay. There's plenty of food, and we're going to have fellowship. We bless it, Father, in the name of Jesus. And we bless this holiday season, and we bless this Christmas. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you. You are, you know, free to just wait around, hang around for a little bit. It'll take 10 minutes. We need as much help as we possibly can. Men, women, please.